Government troops used tear gas and batons to disperse protesters from polling stations in the summer capital Srinagar Wednesday. Authorities say at least 20 people were injured. Heavy troop deployments and restrictions on movement of people made Srinagar look like a city under a curfew. Many Muslim separatists boycotted the election, saying it only serves to legitimize India's control over Kashmir, which is claimed by both India and Pakistan. Roof Ahmed is a Srinagar resident.
He said
the people did not vote because of the bad situation. And he said authorities drag people from homes and kill them whenever anything happens. He said he will only vote after freedom is established. Officials say about 20% of Srinagar voters cast ballots in the Muslim majority city, far more than the 5% who voted in the 2002 elections. But even among the people who voted in Srinagar, not many were happy with the situation. Irshad Ahmed, a resident of Srinagar, voted, but was unhappy with the process.
This is not the fair and fresh election. As the democracy needs liberation of mind and heart. But you see, all over the valley, it has been turned into army. There is everywhere you see the armed personnel.
In the Hindu majority city of Jammu, about 65% of voters went to polls. Voter turnout was higher in other parts of the region during earlier phases of the seven-phase elections. Top Kashmiri separatist Mirwais Umar says that many people came out to vote to try and focus the attention of the government on their day-to-day problems.
We do acknowledge that in many places people have voluntarily voted and they have voted for a good governance, for a better governance. But that vote should never be misconstrued as a vote against freedom, you know.
The vote concludes a year that has been marked by some of the biggest protests against Indian rule since a Muslim insurgency began in 1989. Preliminary results from the state elections are expected by Sunday. Shahnawaz Khan for VOA News, Srinagar.